Shas Illuminated presents the following shiur by Rabbi Aaron Sorsher. Meseches Kedushin has been dedicated by Mr. and Mrs. Yossi Taub. B'schus Rufua Shelema, Moshe Nachman, Ben Malka Miriam.
We're learning Meseches Kedushin Daf Mem Vav. The daf starts in the middle of the sugya that was started a lot before. The sugya of a ketana sheneskatcha sheloy l'das aviyah. What happens if a ketana takes Kedushin without a father's das? Could it be a Kedushin when the father is meritza to it? So the Gemara, the Hemshech, this brings a machlokes Rav and Rav Asi. The Gemara says, Itmar, Tana sheneskatcha sheloy l'das aviyah. What if a ketana is neskatcha sheloy l'das aviyah? Rav amar bein hi ubein aviyah yecholim la'akev, but Rav Asi amar aviyah v'loy hi. Rav says that either she or her father could say it's not a kedushin. And Rav Asi says only a father could say it's not a kedushin. She can't, because her father is in charge of her kedushin. If a father agrees to the kedushin, then it's a kedushin, whether she likes it or not. If the father doesn't agree to the kedushin, so v'shteitzach, it's not a kedushin, because the ketana can't be niskadish, b'loy das aviyah. Only the father could do kedusha ketana, not the ketana herself. So the shaila is, what's pshat in Rav? Why does Rav hold that she could be ma'akev? And Taisus is mazbeh. Now Taisus, even though Rav said before that a ketana, that's a skatcha shlelo das aviyah, needs a get, that's because the father didn't say anything. The father didn't say anything, so a chayish Hashem and a srat sa'av. But here the father's ma'akev. The father's ma'akev, then she doesn't need a get. The father of the father is a right to ma'akev. But the shaila is, why could she be ma'akev? The father can mekadesh b'al karcha. What's the pshat that she could be ma'akev? If the father wants, how could she be ma'akev? Zaktaisis. Then if the father himself did the kedushin, so then avada, she can't be ma'akev. But here she did the kedushin. And you want to say it works, because the father is maskim to the kedushin. It's a schus, like we spoke about at Berichas in the previous year. Since he wants it, it's a schus, so male, the kedushin works. But we say he would not have wanted it if she doesn't want it. The father's maskim to the kedushin, fine. But if all of a sudden she's not interested, the father's only maskim because she wanted to do the kedushin. She was a skatchish, little das aviyah. Mestama, if she did the shidduch, mestama, she's interested. But if she says that she's not interested, she wants to be ma'akev, avada, daita d'hachi, the father wouldn't be ma'akev. So the machlokes Rav and Rav Asi is not a machlokes in halacha. It's a machlokes in how to understand the das of the av. Rav Asi holds, since the av can be mekadesh b'al karcha, so it doesn't matter what the bas thinks. And Rav says, if the av does the kedushin, so he did the kedushin, period. It doesn't matter what the bas thinks. But if really the av didn't do the kedushin, you have to come on to the din of zach and ladim shloi b'fanav. Because the av wants the kedushin. So we're buying it on the fact that the av wants it. But the Av only wants it if the Bas would agree. If the Bas says no, so then B'chai Gav, then Av wouldn't want it. That's the first Teretz of Taisus. And then Taisus says, Miu l'pirisha kuntris l'kasha midi. But he says, according to Rashi's pshat, there is no kasha. You don't have to say this daichik in svara that the Ritzi Av doesn't help because the Av Gufa is totally his Ritzi and whether the Bas wants. Why? Because Rashi says, in Basa Lagza Kaidim she is Ratzav Chazeris, Vlemani Suritsuyav. Rashi says that the Bas is Machal works before the Av is Merutza, before the Av finds out about it. So the Kasha was, why could the Bas be Ma'akiv? The Av could do it by Karcha. The Teret says the Bas is Ma'akiv before the Av knows about it. The male, by the time the Av finds out about it, it's too late for Timuratza, the Kedushin's already bottled. Thus state in Taisus. So Frankslich the Kasha, we spoke at in the previous year, that how does it work, the Ritzi Av and the Kedushin? The Kedushin was but the Ketana, the Kedushin is nothing. Why did the Ritzi Av after the Kedushin work, according to Rav? We said three possible Shitas. We said the Shita of the Rosh and Rashi, that it works l'mafreya, and the Ran's Hez works al zach and ladim shlei b'fanav, that even though you need the das av for the kedushin, but since if the av says he wants it, So Mela, that shows us that it's a schusim. Everyone wants his daughter to get married, and he's not maskim to the daughter's choice. So then it works al zachar l'adam shloy b'fanav, it's a schus, and it works l'mafreya. We had the Rajba's chat that it works mikan alaba, but the Rajba says it works even by nisachlu ha-mois, even though the mois isn't around anymore, because it blives like a kedushin l'achalamet. The kedushin, there's no chalais kedushin at the time, but there's a maisa kedushin. The money was given l'shem kedushin, it blives a maisa kedushin. It's like a kedushin l'achalamet. It's like you make the maisa kedushin now that you be chal when the father wants. Is a melo once the maisa kedushin was chal, so even if the mois is gone, but it could work because the shibud of the mois is still kayim, and when the father agrees, from then on, the kedushin is chal. And then there was a shita of the Ritva, that it only works if the mois is still kayim. Really, nothing happened then. You need the mois to still be kayim. If the mois is still around, so then at the time of the Ritzia Av, it's like the Av is saying that I accept the money b'shul kedushin. The money is not going to the Av. It doesn't matter because it works midin arev. The Av is accepting the kedushin by giving the money to his daughter, and mele works from then on, but only if the money is around. So Frank Davne Meluim, according to the Ritva, I can understand what Taisus is saying. If the way it works, the Ritzia Av after the kedushin works is the way the Ritva understands it, that the money is still around, it was given l'shem kedushin, the father is now accepting the kedushin with the money that's around, and it's going to the daughter midin arev. So there, if the daughter says, I don't want the kedushin, so the daughter is not accepting the money. So it can't work midin arev. You can't give money to the daughter if she's not accepting it. So that's why if the daughter is ma'akev before the father gets in the picture, so it doesn't work, because since the daughter doesn't want the kedushin, and you need a nesinus mois with the Ritzia Av, and the nesinus mois is only to the daughter, and the daughter gufa doesn't want it, so avada the kedushin is not chal. So according to the Ritva, you can understand why the kedushin doesn't work if the daughter is meicha before the Av knows about it. Now, what about according to the Rashba? Rav Nimulum doesn't discuss it. Rav Shimon Shkaf discusses it. And Rav Shimon Shkaf says, according to the Rashba, also we could understand Pshat and Taisus, why according to Rashi it's Pashit, that if the daughter is Ma'akev, it doesn't work, since anyway, it doesn't work L'mafreya. You need that it should be a Maisa Kedushin in order for the Kedushin to be Chal later, even when it's a sachlo amos, like a rei mekadeshesli lachalamin, where it works even a sachlo amos because the maisa kedushin was already. So memela, since it became a maisa kedushin, a yedei that the bas accepted the kedushin, like we spoke in the previous shiur, even though the bas doesn't have a yad for kedushin, but vinishvi, when the mekadesh gives the money to the rei mekadeshesli, the maisa of the mekadesh blames the maisa kedushin that it could work lachalamin. But that's only if the Bas consents. But if the Bas says no, and even if she says no afterwards, she's mevatel the Maisa Kedushin. Asa dibu mevatel dibu, like the Gemara says in the third parak. So Mela, even Lefi the Rashba, Abshim and Shkop explains, we can understand why when the daughter is ma'akev before the father finds out about it, she knocks off the Maisa Kedushin. Like the Ritva the Avnimulum explains, because she doesn't want to accept the money, so there's no Kabbalah's Kesef Kishem Kedushin that happens later, it can't be a Kedushin. And like the Rashba, his Upshad is because she's Mevatel the Maisa Kedushin, it's no longer a Maisa Kedushin, so by Nisachlu HaMais, it can't take effect by the Ritzia Av. Now, effect the Avnimulum, but if you hold, like Taisus is Mashma, like Rashi is Mashma, that it works L'mafreya, it works on Zachal Adim Shlei B'fanav. And why do you need Ritzia Av? Because we don't know it's a schus unless we have a Ritzia Av, because it's not a schus gomer. We don't know it's a schus unless we have Ritzia Av. But if we have the Ritzia Av, so mele it's a schus, zachal adam shloi b'fanav. So why should the daughter be able to ma'akiv even before the father finds out about it? But once the father finds out about it, so it's a schus, and zachal adam shloi b'fanav. What's the daughter's eek of help? Why is Rashi better? Just like Taisus was bothered, then how could the daughter be ma'akiv? The father has a right to do it bal karcha. And he didn't understand if we're dealing with the daughter being ma'akiv after the father was merutza. The only pshat he had is the Balabatish pshat a svara that the Ritzei Av is contingent on the fact that the daughter also wants. So why is it better if the daughter was meicha before? But if the father wants, even after the daughter was meicha, so kumtais, he wants it, so for him it's a schus. And the kedushin works on mafreya. So how would the daughter have a kayach to move out of the kedushin? It was already chal on mafreya. Once the father wants, it's igloyim mil says a schus, it was already chal. How could the daughter be ma'akiv? How is Taisis Kasha answer the Firashi that the daughter was meicha before? Adarab, if the pshat, the way it works by the Ritzei Av is it works la mafreya, so once she already accepted the kedushin, even if she was meicha, but now the father wants, so vaita should be a schus, so achalam shleib b'fanav. Bishleim v'schal mikanal abo, even like the Ritva, the Rajba. So then we discussed that the violet is no meisa, the violet is no chalais kedushin, so the daughter would have a kayach to mevatal the meisa kedushin. So now there is no meisa kedushin for the Ritzei Av to be chalon. But if works la mafreya, what's the daughter's kayach? So Shimon Shkab, because it is wants to learn in Rashi that Avada Rashi holds its chal mikana laba, even though Rashi really pretty much befeirish says its chal mafreya, Rashi amem dalnu and bezu maskev v'husha shitchu, he wants to say l'mafreya is lav dafka, because otherwise there's no pshat why she could be ma'akev. But the Avnei Mulam says a pshat like this. The Avnei Mulam says that why is it called a schus? How do we know it's a schus? L'maisa is losing a daughter. L'maisa maybe he didn't want the shidduch. Why is it a schus? The Teretz says, Avada, all the fathers want that the daughter should get married. And once you see that he's merutzah, because the mitzvah to marry off your daughter and he wants the daughter to be happy, so once you see that he's merutzah, Avada Yisrael always was merutzah, and zachal adam shleib b'fanav. But that's also if he's merutzah to a shidduch that his daughter's merutzah to. Then it's a mitzvah, then he wants his daughter to be happy, then it's a schutz. Mashenkin, if his daughter was ma'akev, so kumtais, now his daughter doesn't like the shidduch. And then he hears about it and he's merutzah. So he's not merutzah because he wants his daughter to be happy, he wants to do the mitzvah. Because his daughter doesn't want it. Al-Karcha, he's not wanting mekadesh, even not midas the daughter. But that's not zachem l'shadim shleib b'fanav. We don't see it's a schus. It's a schus to a father to marry off his daughter when she wants. It's not a schus to marry off the daughter when she doesn't want. So he does it fine. But to say it's a schus, you can't say it's a schus. That's Avnei Mulam Svar. There's another kashan achreinim ask. Rav here is saying, bein hi bein avi yechayel la'akev. That means the daughter could also be ma'akev. But Rav had said earlier, and memdal namabeis, that a ktanish niskashe shalol da'asavir, she needs get and she needs miyun. And the Gemara explains, she needs a get because maybe it's a sratz av v'kedushin. She needs a miyun because we don't want to just give her a get, because then people will think it was a vande kedushin, the yomayin kedushin types of ma'achaisa, so merely we tell her to do miyun, in order that people should understand that it wasn't necessarily a good kedushin. So fregen the achreinim, the Avnei Mulam brings his kasha. If she's doing miyun, so that means she's being ma'akev. What's miyun? Miyun is when you say, yef sheba play mi bali. Miyun is that she is announcing that she doesn't want it. So if Rav holds bein hi bein avi yechayel akev, so any time she does miyun, so kumtai she's saying that she doesn't want it, so then what do you need to get? That's what Rav is saying here, bein hi bein avi yechayel akev. So how is it shayach? He said before, tzricha get v'tzricha miyun. But any time there's miyun, that means she's ma'akev. And when she's ma'akev, so then it's b'chol not a kedushin, so you shouldn't need to get. So Bishleim will feel Rashi that it only works if she's ma'akev before the father knows about it. That's the only time Rav said that she could be ma'akev. So good, we're talking about the father knows about it, and we're afraid that maybe he's merutzah, because he knows about it. And now it's too late for her to be ma'akev. The ikav is only before the father finds out about it. But according to Taisus, that she could be ma'akev even after the father finds out about it. So every time she does miyun, she's saying yef sheba play mi bali. So that's mamash and ikuv. So why would she need to get? That's vegan achreinim. The Avnei Mulam brings it from the Marashach. A lot of achreinim speak about it. Shar HaMelech, he says the teretz on pi l'marit. The marit nemzon that even according to Taisus, she can't be ma'akev forever. It means that if she's ma'akev for the first time that she's aware that her father knows about it, even though her father's tefridin, but she right away says that she's ma'akev, so then a daita the hachi, the father wouldn't be tzefridin. But let's say at the time that the father says, the father hears about it, then he's sefriden, or v'chayshe she's sefriden, and then she's merutz at that time. That time she really wants the marriage. And then a year later, she wakes up to be ma'akev. He says, Avada, she can't be ma'akev forever. Taisus means she can ma'akev after the father's merutzah if she's ma'akev right after she knows the father's merutzah. She never was maskim after the father knew about it. But once she's maskim, then that's it. Then it's chal the kedushin. Then nobody can ma'akev anymore. That's why you need a get and you need a mihin. Rabbi Shimon Shkob says at Teretz, that he says that mian and being ma'akev and chazar are two different things. Mian is a pshat that you have charatim ikara that you did it. You have charatim ikara that you did it. You're not happy that you took the kedusha. Maybe now you want the marriage, but you have charatim ikara that you did it. Being ma'akev here is saying that you don't want a mikan al abba. Because you don't have charatim ikara that you did it. You don't want a mikan al abba. So if she says she doesn't want a mikan al abba, so in b'chai gavn it's not a schus. So the father's ritzi doesn't help. But let's say she wants a mikan al abba. She just didn't want it. She just was sorry that she did it. But for now on, she's maskim ready to have it. So that would be miyun, but oifin, that it wouldn't be a chazar, it wouldn't be an ikuv, and in that case, it would be a kedushin. It's just you need a get, you need a miyun. That's the pshat in the Gemara before. That's the pshat in Shkab's text. Now, the Gemara then got involved a little bit in the braisa about mefata. That the Gemara says that the learns out from a pasuk that both she or her father could be ma'akev. It's a raya to Rav, so Rav says it's not what the pasuk's talking about. The pasuk's not talking about that he was mefatel l'shem ishus, that it was a kedushin. It was a pitel l'shem znus, but it means that both he and her father can ma'akev. Means that if either he, she, or her father was ma'akev, he still has to pay a knas. If the siba why they're not getting married is because she's ma'akev or because the father's ma'akev, in both cases he has to pay a knas. The Gemara wanted to make a raya that the pasuk is not talking about pita l'shem ishus. The Gemara's raya was because it says mor yimerenu loy l'isha shetzricha imena kedushin. And if it was pita l'shem ishus, why would you need kedushin? That's a raya that the pasuk of mefat is not talking about mefat l'shem ishus. It's talking about mefat l'shem znus. Because if you pita l'shem ishus, why would you need another kedushin? He already made a kedushin. He made a kedushin bia. So the Gemara is Madcha the Raya, Amalei Abaya, Tzricha Kedushin L'das Aviyah. Because even though he was Mefatel L'Shem Ishus, but the father wasn't masking, you need a Kedushin L'das Aviyah. So the Shainim all asked the Shaila, why does Abaya say they need Kedushin L'das Aviyah? L'Chaya, even though she was Niskadish Loi L'das Aviyah, but if the Pita was a Pita L'Shem Ishus, he came over to the young girl and said, I want to be Mekadish you with Bia. The father didn't have das, but as soon as the father knows, if it's Nisrat Sa'av, why shouldn't there be a Kedushin? What's the pshat in Abaya that you need Kedushin L'das Aviyah? If you pita L'shem Ishus and the father's masking, why do you need another Kedushin? So they answer one Teretz Rishenim give, Hashem derived it, you don't need another Kedushin L'das Aviyah. It means that Tzorek She'ikachenim means the father has to be masking. It's a little lav dafka, tzricha kedushin l'das aviyah. It doesn't mean another kedushin l'das aviyah. Tzricha kedushin l'das aviyah means you need this pita l'shem ishus, this kedushin bia, to have the skoma, to have the das of aviyah. Fits very good. But Rashi's not much that way. Rashi says, the matzach le'begdushin yachrini l'das aviyah. So the Rishayim say, if you learn this way, it'll be a raya to the riff in the Rambam that we spoke about in the previous shiur. The riff in the Rambam shita is Halacha l'maisa, not like Rav and Shmuel, like Ravina that argues in Rav and Shmuel, they hold that even the Ritzia Av doesn't help. That's how they paskin halacha l'maisa, and Kamer Rishayim paskin that way. Rav holds that the Ritzia Av later helps, and that's why Yecheshishem Nisrat Sa'av. But Ravina, and the Psak halacha is, that no, the Ritzia Av doesn't help, the Feir Shom Marish L'Savlik Rav and Shmuel, the Ritzia of the Av doesn't help. So Mela, any time this Kedushin Shalei L'das, it won't work, even if it's a Srat Sa'av. So they want to bring a Raif in this Gemara. If you hold like Rashi, Tzricha Kedushin L'das Aviyah means another Kedushin is a Raya that the previous Kedushin doesn't work. But they say it's not a Raya because you could learn the Gemara because that would come out of Shtigl Deichid because then it would come out that Abaya is not really answering according to Rav. Abaya is not going according to Rav. Rav Zicha holds that a Ritzu later works. Abai is going in his own shita. He'd be going like Ravina, that holds that a Ritzu later doesn't work. And the Shaila is how to stem the Gemara with the who amal lekrevoi v'hi amal lekreva, where they had a fight between the husband and wife, whose relative should he make mekadeshes to. And the Gemara says that the husband's relative was mekadesher, and Abai and Rav gave taimim. Why? We're not chayshish that he was maskim, because Sheiris Yisrael Yasu Avla, he already agreed to his wife, or because Enan Terech was Sudam Afsida. So the Gemara, it sounds like, without these taimim, the Ritzli of the Av would work, even though the Av didn't participate in the Kedushin. It sounds like Abaye does all like Rav. So the Shainim Amatcha the Raya. Bal Kaponim, it's a shtickle daichik to say that Abaye doesn't hold like Rav. But that's what you're going to have to say, the Shainim Tain. If you're going to say that you need a whole new Kedushin, why shouldn't the Ritzli Av help? It must be that Abaye doesn't hold like Rav, and it must be also a Raya to the Riff and the Ramam, that if you don't hold like Rav, it's not only the Pshat that we're not Cheshish for a Ritzli. We don't assume he's a Sratzah. Even if he's a Sratzah, Behedia doesn't work. And Avnim Lum has a kasha like this on the Rishayim. Avnim Lum asks, Bishleim if you neman, that the way the Kedushin works is al tzedin of Schia, like Rashi and the Rush, and it works l'mafreya. So that would apply to Kedushay Bia also. So Mela, if someone did Kedushay Bia on a Ketana, b'loy dasavia, and when the father heard about it, he was maskim, and it would work l'mafreya, so by Kedushay Bia also it would work. So if that's how you learn the Pshat and Rav, that it works l'mafreya al zochin, then you should have a problem. Why does Abaye say you need another Kedushin? Either you have to learn that Abaye just means that the father has to mask him to this Kedushin, or you'll have to say like the Rif and the Rambam, that the Shittas Abaye is not like Rav, and the Ritzu later doesn't help. But if you learn, like the Rashba, that it doesn't work l'mafreya, you don't say zochin, it doesn't work l'mafreya. It works mikan l'abah, because it blames a maisa kedushin, and the mice and the mice were given l'shem kedushin, so even by the sachla mice, it works like a kedushin ma'achalam, and it works mikan l'abah. And if you hold like the Ritva, that only works if the mice is ben, the time of the Ritzia Av, he's taking the money l'shem kedushin, giving it to his daughter, it's like a kedushin midan arev, teiman l'poini v'kadosh anilach, and that's how it works. By Bia, you don't have these svaris. A Bia can only work then. You can't make a Kedushay Bia for L'achalamet. The Bia doesn't stay, the Shibut of the Bia. It's only by Mois, because the Shibut of the Mois stays. By a Bia, it's Kalsa Kinyon. There's no Kinyon anymore. So now it's very good to Gemara Tshicha Kedushin L'das Aviyah. Because how could the Ritziav help by a Bia? Mishlaim, if the Ritziav could work L'mafreya, that could be by Bia also. But if it only works Mikano L'abba, the Bia was done yesterday. You can't have a Bia's Kedushin one day to make a Chalais Kedushin later. The Bia's not there anymore. That's fact, Avnei Melum, a Gvaldig Akasha. So he says a big Chiddush. He says that the Rishonim that say it doesn't work l'mafreya, it's Dafka by Kesef. Because by Kesef, in order for Kesef to be a Maisa Kedushin, you need a Sri in the Kesef. And the Rishonim say, Akhtan is not a Basachia. Akhtan can't be Zeich in the Kesef. And Memela, it can't become a Kedushin. You don't have a Sri, you don't have a Zach and Ladim Shleib Befanav, because I don't have any schia here. No one was zeich in the kesef. So the Dva holds that nothing could work. It's b'chol not called a maisa kedushin. And the Rashba holds al kapanim, it's genug a maisa kedushin, that the money is called the shame kedushin, that this shibud of the mois could work for later for l'achalamet. But you can't say that the kedushin was chalam afreya, because there was never was a schia in the kedushin at that time. But kedushe bia, bia is a maisa kedushin without a schia. Bia has, happens to be a Maisa Kedushin. Bia is the Chavs of a Kedushin. Bia, everyone's masking a curriculum at Freya. That's Taina Davne Meluim, a Gavaldig and Chiddush. Shem Mishkap also has a Teretz, but I don't want to be married too much. We'll go back to, we'll start the Mishnah now. The Mishnah says, Ha'im Eliyisha skachli b'tmar zu, skachli b'zu. If someone tells the Isha, b'mekadeshes me with this tomorrow, b'mekadeshes me with this tomorrow, so then you need that one of the Tamaras have to have a Shavar Pruta. They can't be mitzdarev to be a Shavar Pruta. Since he said Iskachili twice, he means two separate Maisa Kedushins. So you're not mitzdarev them together. If either one is a Shavar Pruta, it works. Otherwise, it's not a good Kedushin. Bezu, bezu, bezu. Im yei Shavar Pruta bekulam mekadeshes, im lave ne mekadeshes. But if he says bezu, 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 even though he didn't say be'elu, That doesn't mean three different Maisa Kedushas. The Gemara says it goes to Reb Shimon, that if he doesn't say Shvua L'chol Echad, it's considered one big Shvua. Here also, it's considered one big Maisa Kedushin, Bezu, Bezu, Bezu. You don't need that any one of them should have a Shavu Pruta. You can mitzvah them all together to be a Shavu Pruta. Then the Mishnah says, but if she eats them one by one, so then she's not Mekadeshes until one of them have a Shavu Pruta. So the Gemara had a problem with that part of the Mishnah. The Gemara's problem was, why would it work if the first one has a Shavu Pruta? But Lamaisa, before you finish giving the third one, she's not Mekadeshes. So by that time, the first one is already eaten. So it should be a problem, Mekadesh Umova. That's the Gemara's Kasha. So the Gemara says that Rav and Shmuel learned up the Mishnah that the case of Haisei Chela Sachas Sachas, is she eating them one by one, is going on the Resha. And who would then, if she didn't eat it, then eating it is a Rebusa. Even when she eats it, you still need it to be a Shavu Pruta. You don't say that since it's Mekar Vaniyasa, so therefore she's Gomru Makna Nafsha, even if it's not a Shavu Pruta. But Rabbi Ami says no. We'll learn it on the Sefer. And what does it mean, Achi V'Achas and Shavu Pruta? It means Dafka, the last one. So, if she's not eating it, so then they all mitzvah to be a Shavu Pruta. But if she's eating them one by one, so then not only is it not mitzvah to be a Shavu Pruta, but even if the first one or the second one was a Shavu Pruta alone, it also doesn't work. Because Mekadesh and Mulva ain't a Mekadeshes, you mean Dafka, the last one, should be a Shavu Pruta. And the Gemara says that Shema Minot Tlas. So we see three things, three halachas we learn out from this Shakla V'tari. One halach is Mekadesh and Mulvein and Mekadeshes. Because you see, the Gemara was bothered that why the first one doesn't work, it's Mekadesh and Mulva. And like Rashi says, Rami accepted that answer. So I say, it's Mekadesh and Mulva, Zayn and Mekadeshes. That the first one doesn't work, it's a Mulva, it's Zayn and Mekadeshes. The second thing you see is Mulva Pruta, Daita Pruta. Because really, he's Mekadesh with all three tomorrow, Bezu, 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 meaning all three of them. And two of them were a milva. And the last one, if it's a pruta, it works. So he's using two things, a milva and a pruta. Vaishnais, that's good enough. Daita pruta, she wants some Mekadeshes with the pruta. It's okay, it works. Even though part of what he's Mekadesha with is a milva. And the third thing the Gemara says is, Shema mina mois ba'al mechayzer, which means, let's say someone's Mekadesh and Isha in a way that doesn't work. So it's a shayla. Do you say that, listen, if the Kedushin doesn't work, so she has to give back the money? That's Mois Baal Mechayzin. If you give her money for Kedushin, Kedushin doesn't work, she has to give back the money. So, or do you say no? When you give a Isha money for Kedushin, even if the Kedushin doesn't work, you're okay with that. Mois Baal Matana. You mean that she should get the money no matter what. If the Kedushin works, fine. And if it doesn't work, it'll be a Matana. So the Gemara says, I have a Rai from here that Mois Baal Mechayzin. Why? Because if you're going to say Mois Baal Matana, Rashi explains, so then it's not a milva. Mois Baal Mechayzer means the vaila, the money's on hold. It's not yours yet. Because it's only given for Kedushin, and the Kedushin wasn't finished yet, so it's not yours. Now you eat the Tamara, so now you owe the money, because it wasn't yours. But if you hold Mois Baal Matana, so Kum Dais, the Tamara already belonged to the Isha. It's a Matana no matter what. It's definitely hers, that's for sure. Then Zok Drashi, and it's not a Matana either, because it was given for Kedushin, and we finished the Kedushin, and Mimele, it's not a problem with Kadesh Umova. Now, this Svar is very Tzarech Bir Kamuva. It's hard to understand what it means, like the Rishayna mask. Even if you hold Mois Baal Mechayzrin, they're only Chayzrin when there's no Kedushin. When there is a Kedushin, so they're not Chayzrin. So just like when you hold, the whole Machleg is Mois Baal Mechayzrin, Mois Baal Matana is in the case where the Kedushin doesn't work, what's the din? Does she have to give back the money, or could she keep the money? But if on the tzad mois ba'al matana, it's not a matana, it's a kedushin. The kedushin works. So why on the tzad of mois ba'al mechayzin don't you say the same thing? Enechinami, if the kedushin wouldn't work, it would be chayzin. But now the kedushin was finished, so it was given originally for kedushin, and the kedushin was completed, so why can't it be for kedushin? Elam, are you going to say, but as long as it's not be'en b'shas the kedushin, so Kundes is nothing for the Kedushin to be chal on. It's Mekadesh Umova. So even if you're Mois Baal Matana, Mimanav Shech, if it's a Matana, so Sichah can't be a Kedushin. You gave it to her as a Matana. Elamai, he gave it to her as a Kedushin, but she ate it before the Kedushin was Chal, so you can't be Mekadosh with it. Because by the time the Kedushin came around, it wasn't Ben, so right, it should be a Milva. Why should the din of Mekadosh and Milva be totally in Mayus Baal Matan and Mayus Baal Mechezrit? Agavaldig Akash. So the Shainim say an answer. In order to understand the answer, we have to first go into the Pshat. Why is it Milva here altogether? All the Shainim ask the following Kasha. Mayus says later, and after the test, in the beginning of the third parak, that if someone gives money to an Isha and says, Arei Mekadeshes li la'achas shleishim yahim, it works even if it's a Zachlo Amayus. And the Gemara says, Elashin, they're not a pekod and they're not a milva. They're not a pekod that you need the money to be left over, and they're not a milva. Why? Because milva is leitza nitna. And here the mice was given b'tayrus kedushin. Since the mice was given b'tayrus kedushin, so she originally received the money as kedushin. She didn't get a milva as kedushin. If you lend an isha money, and then say the money you owe me should be for you a kedushin, so you didn't give her any money for kedushin, because milva leitza nitna. It's already completely her money. She owes you a chayv, but you never gave her any money for kedushin. That's the sugya mekadesh milva we had in the first parak. We're going to have it soon in the upcoming blatter. But here it's different, because when you gave her the money, you gave it to her for kedushin. It's just the kedushin wasn't chal right away. You wanted the kedushin should be chal after laman, but she got the money b'teris kedushin. So even if it's a sachlo amos, but like the nusach of the Yishayim is, the shemit of the mice is still kayim. She still would owe the money. The says if she would back out of the kedushin, she would owe the money. So there still is the mice, the shemit of the mice, to make the kedushin. See, Abshim and Shkop is masbir that the yisayid of kinyan kesef, the way it works, and kedusha kesef is, it's the yisayid of kesef achayzer, that when you give money, the money creates a certain shibud. You owe something for the money. You owe the money back, and you could transfer this shibud into a kinyan. That shibud could be a kinyan. So if she already owes the money, so then you can't transfer that. That's mekadesh milva. You can't transfer an existing shibud into a kinyan. She already owes the money. You have to give money to be a kinyan. A milva is not money. You're not giving anything. You're not giving anything, so that can't make a kinyan. Now, Sheikin, when you give the money b'tayrus kedushin, so originally she got the money b'tayrus kedushin. So now, that money that she got b'tayrus kedushin, the shibud of this money as a kayach the shaf kedushin, that shibud is still kayim. That shibud is kayim 30 days from now. Because if she would ever be chayzer from the kedushin, she would have to return the money. So yen is shibud of the money which was given originally in b'tayrus kedushin caused the kedushin. That's the Gemara in Dafnun Tes. Fregin the Rishayim. So why don't you say the same thing here? You gave her a tamar. You say, skachili bazu, bazu, bazu. You gave her a tamar, she eats it. You gave another tamar, she eats it. You gave another tamar, she eats it. When you originally gave it a tamar, it was aldas kedushin. So why is there a problem with kadosh milva? It's not like you lent her money, and then afterwards you said the money should be for kedushin. The original giving of the tamar was for kedushin. It's mamash the same thing as the Gemara Naftan Tes. When you gave her money to Mekadesh Aslach Alamin, that's not called Mekadesh Milva because Mekarib B'Tayrus Kedushin Yavanel. So first, I'm going to explain what the Teretz is, what exactly the Chilik is between the two cases. It's actually a Mechalik Shishayim exactly what the Chilik is, and it's makes an Afkamina La'alacha. And then we're going to get into why it should be Mechalik. What's the Lumdus of the Chilik? So first, the Metzias of the Chilik and the Mechalik Shishayim and how to understand this Metzias. And then we're going to get to the Lumdus, how to be Mechalik. So the Rishayim say like this, when you already finished the Maisa Kedushin, you said Arei Mekadeshes Li with this money, and he gave her over the money. The Maisa Kedushin is completely finished. Now, if it's in Sachlo Amois, before the Chalais Kedushin is Chal, so then it's not called Mekadesh Milva. Mashaykin, in our case, the Maisa Kedushin wasn't finished yet. You didn't yet finish being Mekadesh, or you didn't even finish the Maisa Kedushin. In that case, it is a problem of Mekadesh Milva. And there are two ways to say it. Taisa says a lashon that it was like Nigmura Kedushin and Acha Mesira HaAchreina U'Betekach Ochla Rishayna V'Ashniya. It wasn't finished, the Kedushin, the Maisa Kedushin he means, until after you gave over all three of them, and she already ate the first one and the second one before you gave her the third one. That's how Taisa says it. Other Rishaynim say a lashon, this is how Taisus really starts off with, but other Rishayim fear ice with this lashon, that it depends if you finish the dibur. If you finish the dibur of the Rei of Mekadeshes Li B'mayizu, if you finish the dibur and then she ate it, then it's not a problem of Kadosh Shemova. But if she ate it before you finish the dibur of the Kedushin, then it's a problem of Mekadesh Shemova. It's actually a Machlekes Rishenim. It's brought in the Torah. It's actually 2 days in the Shulchan Aruch. It's a Machlekes the Raman Rabbeinu Yeruchim in the Torah. Let's say you said like this. You went to an Isha and said, Eskachili b'tamara zu, ubezu, ubezu. And you pointed to all three. And you didn't give her anything yet. And you finished your dibur. And then you gave her one and she ate it. It wasn't... And then you gave her another one and she ate it. And then you gave her a third one. And the third one wasn't the Shavu Pruta. The Rama says, since you finished the dibur, since you finished talking already, even though you didn't finish the Mesira, that also makes that it's a good Kedushin, it's not called the Milva anymore. So even if the last one's not a Shavu Pruta, it's okay. Rabbeinu Yeruchim says, and that's like Taisus is Mashma, that no. If you didn't finish the full Mesira, you didn't give over all three, even though you finished the dibur, you said eskachili bazu bazu bazu, and you finished the dibur, but then you gave over all three, one at a time, and she ate the first one before you gave the second one. So now it would also be a mekadesh shemova. But al kapanim, this is the chilk. When the maisa kedushin is finished, the dibur and the mesira, let's say, so that's klar that from now on, even though you don't have a chalais kedushin yet, you made a lachalamin. But you finish the Maisa Kedushin. It was given B'tayris Kedushin, and the Maisa Kedushin is already Nigmar. Now, if it's a Sachlo Amais, if it's eaten, it still works. It's not a problem with Kadesh Shemova. Masha'enkein, if either, according to Sarim Shayim, you didn't finish the Dibur yet. You're saying Eskachili Bazu, Ubazu, Ubazu. You didn't yet finish talking. You just said Bazu and gave it. You said Eskachili Bazu and gave it over and she ate it. Ubazu and she gave it over and she ate it. Ubazu and gave it, she ate it. She didn't even finish the Dibur yet. So then it's a problem of Mekadesh Shemova. And according to another way of saying it, even if you finish the Dibur, as long as you didn't finish the full Mesira, you said Eskachli Bazu, 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 and you didn't give anything yet. And then you gave over one, she ate it. You gave over one, she ate it. You didn't finish the Mesira yet. It'd also be a problem of Mekadesh Shemova. Now the Shaila is why? What's the pshat in that? What should be an afkamina if you finish the Dibur of the Kedushin? Well, there you say there's no longer a problem of Mekadesh Shemova, even though it's a Sachlu HaMois. The Kedushin is Chal, we say, because the money was given B'tayris Kedushin. So Mela, as long as the Shibut of the Mayis Akayim and the Mayis was originally given B'tayris Kedushin, that makes it not Mekadesh Shemova. Or, if the Dibur wasn't finished yet, but so what? It was given B'tayris Kedushin. What's the difference that the Dibur wasn't finished yet, or the Mesir wasn't finished yet? Why would that make it worse? Why would that make it Mekadesh Shemova? So the Avni Meluim, in Simulam Manalim, says a Gevaldigus for it. And he bases it on Iran. The Iran's in the third parak. The Iran says the Svar of the Gemara. It was given al das Kedushin, even though the Kedushin aren't around anymore. The Iran's nusach is Mikara Mekanya Nafshe Bahani Zuzi the Yovla. She originally agreed to be makna herself with the money that was given. Afa Pishem Tachzuba Techieves Lahagzra Mois. The Mikoma Kamadava Bishusa. She still could be Chaiser, and then she would have to give back the money. But since Lamaisa she agreed to mekadesh herself with that money, it's not called the milv anymore. And then he says, "Umiu mashma shem hu chayzibay einich yeves lachzira demloy b'may mekatcha har einim kruim la tzayf lamed v'nesach lebenatayim elikad amar." A gavaldig esvar zok deran. Deran says it must be if he's chayzer from the kedushin, then she would not have to return the money. Because if you're going to say when he's chayzer from the kedushin, she also has to return the money. So kumtais, the money was never nikna to her. So mamela b'may makacha, it should be mekadesh shemova. So the Ran is saying like this. When you give money to an isha, arei mekadesh li lacha shleishim yayim, of course both of them could be chayzer. Till the kedushin is chal, both of them could be chayzer. That's the Gemara in the third parak. And the Ran says, avand, if the isha is chayzer, she can't be chayzer and keep the money. If she is chayzer, she has to give back the money. Because, mefad if yod mois baal mechayzerin, if the Kedushin didn't work, so she has to give back the money. The money was given for Kedushin. If she says she doesn't want the Kedushin, she has every right to be Chayzer. It wasn't Chaliyat, but she has to give back the money. But Zakhtaran, if he's Chayzer, she doesn't have to give back the money. He could be Chayzer. She won't be Mekadeshes, but she doesn't have to give back the money. I'm Ois Baal Mechayzerin. But Zakhtaran, it's Behechich that way. Because if you're going to say that if the Kedushin doesn't work, she has to give back the money, So then it's a milva, but my makacha, so kunde, she doesn't own the money yet. The Ran doesn't understand if that would be the halacha, there'd be no difference in that and milva. So this is the vart. Even though the kedushin wasn't chal, but the money is hers, b'tayris kedushin. The money is hers, eif kedushin. It already is hers. That's why it's not a milva. She doesn't owe the money back. She owes kedushin back. And there's an afkamina la'alacha here. Because if she's the one that fails to provide the kedushin, so avada, no deal, mekachtoi, she has to give back the money. But if he says he doesn't want the kedushin, and she's ready to give him the kedushin, but he says he doesn't want it. So Akhtaran, she has every right to do that, and she could keep the money. She could keep the money. He's coming back, I don't want the kedushin, give back the money. He says, no, you gave me the money for kedushin. I own this money already for kedushin. If it's my fault there's no kedushin, so of course I have to give the money back. But if mitzidi, I'm willing to give you kedushin, you don't want to take the kedushin. So I don't have to give the money back. You gave the money for kedushin. As long as I'm willing to provide the kedushin, I can keep the money. That's the Ran Svara. Zok Davdim Lum, so that's the chilik here. In order for it not to be a milvah, it has to already be chal that it's hers for kedushin. And like we're saying, there's an afkamina la'alacha. Because if it's hers for kedushin, so if he's chayzer, she doesn't have to give back the money. So this is the lomdus of the chilik the Rishayim are saying. The Rishayim are saying, kol zman, you didn't finish the ma'isa kedushin. According to Sarim Rishayim, that means that you didn't finish the dibur. You didn't finish the dibur of the kedushin. If I didn't finish the dibur of the kedushin, so kumtais, the money is not yours for kedushin yet. I didn't even finish the dibur. Even though I gave it to you for kedushin, but I didn't finish the dibur yet. So it's not chal that it's yours for kedushin yet. And the other Rishayim hold, even if I finish the dibur, the Avnei Mlum says of art, it's like the Gemara says, let's say I want to sell you a kur of wheat for shleishim dinar. The Gemara says of Vav Basra, if I'm selling you a kur of wheat for shleishim dinar, that's the upmach, that's the deal. So until you get the entire kur of wheat, you could be chayzer, even by the sa'ach reina, and you don't owe me a penny. Either one could be chayzer. If you say sa'a b'dinar, so every sa'a you meishach, now you owe him a dinar. You can't be chayzer. Mashiach, and if you say kur b'shleishim, and you meishach one sa'a after another sa'a, until you get the full kur, you can be chayzer. Because it's one big upmach. So that's what the Yishayim here hold here also. That when I say it's kashili b'zuu, 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 so the kedushin is with all three. So till she receives all three, he could still be chayzer. We didn't finish the deal until everything is given over. Just like when you make a deal to sell a kur, we didn't finish the deal till the entire kur is given over. But that's the yisayda davar. If already it's hers, it belongs to her. B'tayris kedushin, but it belongs to her. So kunde, she doesn't owe any money to him. She already owns the thing. She owes him kedushin. And like we said, the nafkamina la'alacha, because if he's chayzer, she doesn't owe him any money. If she is chayzer, fine. She owes him kedushin, she could be chayzer, but then it's like a mekach tay, she has to pay back the money. But if he's chayzer, she keeps the money. So in that case, it's not mekadesh or milva. Now, shengen, if when he's chayzer, she has to give back the money, so kumtais, the money is not yet hers, but hers kedushin. So the violet's a milva. So by the time he wanted to give it to her, b'tayris kedushin, it was already a milvah, m'kadesh a milvah, ain't a m'kadeshes. That's the pshat in the Gemara. So lefizah, it's very muzbah, the chilik that we started off with. What's the chilik of the old mayis balma matana or mayis balma chayzer? This whole svara, that it's not hers yet, b'tayris kedushin, the violet's a milvah, the violet of mayis kedushin wasn't kayim, so Meli can't say it's already chal that it's hers, b'tayris kedushin. That's only if you hold Mayis Ba'alma as Chayzrin. So Mamela the Vaila, it's not yet hers. He didn't give it to her yet. He gave it to her Al Kedushin. So till he finishes the Dibur according to some Rishayim, or the Mesir according to other Rishayim, it's not considered that it's hers, but Tayris Kedushin. So the Vaila, it's a Milva. But if you hold Mayis Ba'alma Matana, so Kumdais, no matter what, it's hers. No matter what, it's hers. Even if he's Chayzrin in the middle, but Mayis Ba'alma Matana. So she keeps him imanavshach. So it's not going to be a milva no matter what. It's hers. If it's hers already, how could you use it for kedushin? So that's Pashat. Avadi is not giving it to hers in order to stay the Kedushin. He's not saying it's yours and now it can't be used for Kedushin. He's giving it Pateris Kedushin, just he didn't finish the Kedushin yet. But since her Schi and the Mice is an absolute Schi, it's going to be no matter what, it's definitely going to be her Mice, so you can't call the Milv anymore. So it's Mitli Tali. If the Kedushin finishes, so Kumtaisa was a Kedushin. And that it was hers in the beginning means it was hers Bateris Kedushin. Because now that we finished the Kedushin, it was Nigmar, so we have the Kedushin here, and everything was given Bateris Yen and Kedushin. And if the Kedushin wasn't Nigmar, so Kumtaisa is hers Bateris Matana. But that's the Chilik. If you hold Mois Baal Mechazrin, so Kumtaisa, the violence Bechal not yours. The violence owe it to me. It's not yours, not Bateris Kedushin, and I'm not Bateris Kedushin. It can't be yours Bateris Kedushin yet, because I didn't finish the Kedushin. It can't be yours, not Bateris Kedushin, because Mois Baal Mechazrin, you don't get it if it's not Bateris Kedushin. But if you're Mois Baal Matana, so Kumtaisa Zicha belongs to her. It's hers no matter what. It's not a Milva. It's hers. Are you going to say if it's hers, how could you use it for Kedushin? It's not hers in order to shtar that it shouldn't be a Kedushin. It's hers no matter what. If the Kedushin is Nigma, then it's a Kedushin. If not, then it's a Matana. Baal Kapanim is Zicha not a Mekadosh Milva. That's the Havana I have in the Sugya, which I understood from the Rishonim and from the Avnei Meluim, but see if my own has become moving. And now let's go to one last inyan at the end of the blot. The Gemara brings the din of Atayim Kishas, the Mishnah of Atayim Kishas and Imsamara of Atayim Nimsas Aruach. If somebody is Atayim a Kishas, a gourd, or a melon, and it finds out that it's no good, it's Chum of the Achz of the Yitraim. And the Maris Akasha, based on what it said before, that if you tell him to be Tayyim again, he won't listen. So the Maris says, there it's different because Midiraisa is a good Truma. The Xeris Acham there wasn't that it should be, that they made a class to make it Truma. So therefore, you have a Tayyim if they do that, so maybe you won't make the real Truma and you come out to be a Mikshol. Therefore, Midiraisa is Truma, and they just made a class to be Chayzev Tayyim. If he's not Chayzev Tayyim, so he just will be Ayvan or Durabanan, that wouldn't be a reason not to make this knas. And the verse says, how do you know it's Chuma? Because Rabbi Lo, he said so. Rabbi Lo, he said, Minayin l'tayim in Arol Yafesh Chumas Chuma. From which pasuk do we know that if you tayim in Arol Yafesh, it works? Then you have it. Shenem of Leisisu of Chayt Arimcha Meschelboy. You're not going to get a Chayt when you take the best, which is Mashma, that you will get a Chayt if you don't take the best, if you tayim in Arol Yafesh. If it didn't become chuma, so why would he get a chait? What's the chait? Elamai, since the Torah says, that there won't be a chait if you do take the chaylev, is there either that there will be a chait if you don't take the chaylev? About the Torah says that it's called it a chait. In order to be a chait, it has to work. Otherwise, it's not a chait. He didn't do anything. So, fact is a kasha. There's a machlokes in Temura. Machlokes Abayin Rav, a famous machlokes. Abayin says, "Kol milsa the Avid Rachmana, the Amar Rachmana leisavidi Avid Mahani." Abayin says, "If the Torah tells you not to do something, if you do it, but the evidence works, the loy Mahani amai loki." Like the Torah says, you can't marry a grusha. It must be that but the evidence the kedushin is chal. Because if not, then you never did the aver. How would you ever get the aver on the life of grusha? Well, there's anything else the Torah said not to do. It must be that it works with the Evan, because if it wouldn't work with the Evan, how would you get the Isser? And Rava says, no. Call Milsa Dam Rachmani Lassav and Yavad Loy Mahani. And that you got Malchus, is the Ava Meimer the Rachmana. Now, you wouldn't have a Raya. You need a Raya from a Pasuk when it's Mahani. But otherwise, you'd say Loy Mahani. Torah says not to Mekanish Agusha. The Kedusha wouldn't be Chal. So why do you get Malchus? Because you were either maim and rachmana, because you tried, because you did a maisa against what the Torah said, even though it wasn't chal. So Kumdes Abayi says there's no such musig. If what you did didn't work, so Kumdes, you never did the isser, you never did the live, you can't be either. But Rav holds no. Even if what you did wasn't chal, yavad loy mahani, but still, ava maim and rachmana. So according to Rav, how does Rabbi Loi is drasha fit? Enochanami, it's not kaddish. But the chait is because you have a meim de rachmana. You did the mice of making it kaddish. You tried to make it kaddish, even though it wasn't chal. But that's what the Torah said. Don't do it. Don't be tarim in a ra'al le'yafah. So even if it's not chal, you can have a chait. So what's pshat in this Gemara? How does it stem with Rav Vashita, Yavid Loi Mahani, and you get Malchus the Kava and maybe the Rachmana? So Taisa says that really you'd say Yavid Loi Mahani and you still could be a chet. But here the Taisa says two psukim. One pasuk it says, Kol Chaylev Yitzhak, Kol Chaylev Dogim V'tiraish. Which says, Kol Chaylev means you have to take the best. Chaylev means the best. So you already know you have to take the best. So why did it say another pasuk, Lo Sisla of Chay Perimcha Meskalba Mimenu? You already know you have to take the best. So he says, it must be to teach you that the tuchatoim, the tuchatoim for not for being toim in our early offer. The first chait is, Yoava al meimer de rachmana. And the second chait is that you made, that they actually made the toim in our early offer, that it worked the toim in our early offer. So because the Torah says a second chait, that must mean it works. The first chait is being Ava Meim Ad Rachmana, and the second chait is that Mamish it works. So in Chesant, Rabbi Kivega's brother, Rabbunim Eger, wrote him, he doesn't understand the Taisus. What are the two chatam? He did only one thing, you were Taim and Arul Liyafa. So he says a very Mechudish de Kibshat. He says there's a chait for actually being Taim and Arul Liyafa, and there's another chait for leaving it that way and not being Shayil. The din is when you make Chuma, you could be Shayil, it could be Mat Neder. It could be shayl by a chacham and be eikah the chumal amafreya. That's the halacha. So the Torah says an extra pasuk to tell you two things. One is that you made the chuma, you tayim in arali afa, and the second is that you left it as chuma. You weren't shayl, you didn't come to be eikah the chuma, so that you could be tayim in ayafa. So on that, if it wasn't chal, so it's not shaykh to be shayl. You can't be shayl on chuma if the whole chuma wasn't chal. It doesn't pass such a thing. So Mela, that's how you know that it's chal. The Baal, that's a second chait for leaving it that way, that's a raya chal. If it was only the first chait for being tayrim, that could be a chait even if it wasn't chal. Ava meimid rachmana. But there's another chait for leaving it that way, not being shayil, that could only work if it's chal. If it's not chal, then it's not shayach to be shayil. That's Rabban Omega's pshat. He sent it to Rabbi Kivega. Rabbi Kivega says he likes it. Real Misharim, he says he liked the pshat. And stam, the chiddush din, that when a guy is tayim and arel le'yafa, he's mechuyiv to be shayil and change it, Rabbi Kivega also held was correct. So the chayr, it's correct. You shouldn't leave the chumim and arel le'yafa. You should go in and be shayil and change it. And Rabbi Kivega is mefapal about that din. Now that you know you have to be shayil, the mashal declares that maybe when you tayim and arel le'yafa and it becomes nis'ariv, so it would be called a davish sheish lematirim. Since you're mechuyev to be shayl, that should goof and make it a davish sheish lematir, miklai such a shaylam. Al Kabanim, he agrees with the din, but he says in Taisus, you don't have to say that. You could say that the two chatam are, when you're oiva meimid rachman and it doesn't work, that's one chaymer of the chait. That's one darga. When you actually were payil and it does work, that's more chamer. So when it says one pasuk that you have to do chaylam, you have to do the taiv, so then it could be that pshat, if you do ra, it doesn't work. And the pshat is, you're being that name of the rachmana, by not doing taiv. By not doing minayaf, because you're doing minayaf. But then it says a second chait to tell you that it's worse than stam you oiv and name of the rachmana. The pshat is more than that. You actually were pale, you actually were tired minayra, and that's if it's more of a chaymer of the chait. Anyway, that's Taisa's pshat. There's a pshat from Reb Chaim. It's in the Grach HaLashas. Also, the Biskirov brings it in the Ksavim on Tmura. Then he says like this. He says, Interessant Ipshat. Interessant Alumdus. He says, when the Torah said, you can't be Torah in Ara Le'yafa, there's no Issa Be'etzim to be Torah Ra. The Issa is that you weren't Torah Yafa. That's what it says. It says, you need Chaylev. Kol Chaylev. You have to be Torah Yafa. L'sislav Chay Perimcha Eskal B'mimenu. You don't get a Chayt for being Torah in the Chaylev, being Torah in the Yafa. So what's the Chayt that you get when you tayim the ra, not because you were tayim ra, but because you weren't tayim yafe. Let's say the halacha would be that even after you take truma, you could take more truma. Let's say that's how it would work. You could take truma, and even after you finish taking truma, you could take more truma. Lachal ma'is is not the way. Once you take truma, it's chala din chulim misukanim on the rest, it's chala din shirayim, you can't take truma anymore. But let's say the halacha would be not the way. Let's say the halacha would be is after you take truma, you could add to it, you could take more truma. So Dr. Chaim, there wouldn't be an issa to take ra. Because there's no issa to take ra, you can take ra. The issa is that you can't take yafa. The issa is that you're not taking yafa. You need yafa, you need chaylev. So Dr. Chaim and Mela, you can't say of a meimid rachmana. Because if it doesn't work when you're tayim in arali yafa, sekum dais, when you're tayim in arali yafa, you could take yafa. If you could take yafa, sekum dais, you didn't do anything wrong. When you have, let's say, an issa to take a grusha, ukadayim, so even if it's not chal, but you did what the Torah asked, the Torah asked you to marry this woman, you did the mice of marrying this woman, that's avar meim derachmana. But here, what the Torah asked was not taking yafa. You didn't do a mice of not taking yafa. If the mice the ra's chal, so now you can't take yafa anymore. Now you did the issa of not taking yafa. But if the ra is not chal, b'chlal, you didn't do the issa of not taking yafa. You can still take yafa. Not for falpul zayin, if it's a good pshat, I'll go upon him. The brisker of the Tamura, he says that he saw this pshat in the Rishbam. The Rishbam of a Basra, he says these words. It says, "Leisisla of chaytim terim mechel, but claimim in a yafa. Ham terim min a ra'ah sheba oisamin tisu chayt." Why? Zag the Rishbam said, "Chuma tikadosh kamayshi hira ve'ain takana lachlif of v'lelags of a litra." Because it's chal, and there's no way that you could be machlif it. There's no way you could change it or be chayz of a terim. And then on the Gemara of Emein Kodesh Asiyas Et Lama, the Rishbam says a lashon holy aviv leimidi v'yachzav yitchum in a yafa. So the pshat is the chait is because there's no eitzah. There's no eitzah to do yafa anymore. And if ain't a kaddish to see his get lama zak the Rishbam, because what you do, you could still do yafa. L'chayin it's mamash of Chaim Zvar that the issur is not doing yafa. And if ain't a kaddish, you didn't not do yafa. You could still do yafa. So mainly you bechlam and dave the meim and derechman altogether. There's a pshat karev lezeh, a little more muzba, from the Makar Baruch, that he says you could klare shayla, klare chakira. The issur of tayim and arol yafa, is that an issur of that frusha, that frush has to be minayafa, or is that a din in what you give to the kayin? You have to give to the kayin minayafa. Now, if you mean, let's say the kayin himself has tevel, so the din is he's mafresh and he eats it himself. Could he be tayin minayafa alayafa? If you say it's a din of that frush, he can't. If you say it's a din that you have to give yafa to the kayin, so then the kayin himself also, the kayin, if he anyway is keeping it, it's not a shail of what he's getting, so he could be tayin minayafa alayafa. He wants to say it's a machlokes tanon. In Masechtas Trumas is a Mishnah, Perek Beis Mishnah Dalad. It says like this. He says, if there's a kain around, so then avadi yotayim in a yafa. If there's no kain around, you tire him from the thing that will last the longest, even if it's not min a yafa. And Rabbi Yehuda says, no, lo'ilim yotayim min a yafa. You always have to be tayim in a yafa. And Shad is, Rabbi Yehuda holds, is it in that frasha? Is it in that frasha? So male doesn't matter if it won't get to the kain. You always have to mafish minayafa. That's halacha. You can't be tayim minara. For the Tana Kamen, it says if there's no kain around, you have to be tayim in a miskayim. And then said it's a din in the simin l'kayin. So male here, it's better for the kain to get in a miskayim. He's not around. You tayim minayafa, but he's not going to get it. It's going to get ruined before he comes. Better to be tayim in a miskayim because it's a din in the simin l'kayin. You see also today that we don't give chuman to the kain because it's tamei, whatever it is, the kain is tamei. It gets burned anyway. They're not makbid mechal the din of tayim in arel liyafa. The pshat is they hold like this. It's a din of nafrasha. I mean, it's not a din of frasha. It's a din of the nesina. If there's no nesina, there's no din not to be tayim in arel liyafa. So that's in the Makar Baruch explains your beloy. If it's a din of nafrasha, so nafrasha you tried to do minera, even though you didn't succeed, you have a meim in arachman. But if it's a din of the nesina, the fact that you did nafrasha minera, if it's not chal, that's not what the kain's going to get anyway. It's not chal. So mainly you weren't the Navar Meimer the Rachmana. Because, hey, yes, whenever you tell him Arali Yafa, it's not Chal, so that come days the Kain's not going to get it. If the Kain's not going to get it, that wasn't the Meimer the Rachmana, not Stam not to be Mafish. The Meimer the Rachmana is not to give it to the Kain, it's not going to the Kain anyway. And you couldn't learn the Rishbam Baba Basra also like the Makar Baruch. That what he means, that if it's not Chal, the acts of Israel the Yafa means ultimately the Kain's going to get from the Yafa, even though the Lashon is a little more mashma like the Reb Chaim.
You have been listening to the Shiurim of Shas Illuminated. Shas Illuminated is a non-profit organization dedicated to broadening the learning of those studying the Daf worldwide. If you would like to make a donation or to dedicate a Daf or Masechta, please visit our website at shasilluminated.org or call 203-312-SHAS. You can also email us at shasilluminated@gmail.com.